Hey, you're listening to CILU 102.7 FM. Here's what's up in Thunder Bay for Friday, March 13th. The Community Auditorium has the Simon and Garfunkel story. It's all ages, $45 to $60, and it starts at 7:30. Cheers, the Village Pub has the Gin Tonics. It's a 19+, no cover, starts at 8. King Ghidra, just above the Sovereign Room, has Fridays with Rogue. It's 19+, there's no cover, and that starts at 10. Whalen Bar and Grill has Chris Creaky and Straw Dog. It's 19+, no cover, and that starts at 10. And Black Pirates Pub has the cover show 25 Encore. It's 19+, $5. Features tribute acts for My Chemical Romance, Atreyu, Stone Temple Pilots, and Stone Sour, and that starts at 10.
For more details and a complete listing of what's happening in our city, go to tvshows.com. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to CILU 102.7 FM.
Metal on Metal by the band Anvil. You are tuned into CILU 102.7 FM, Thunder Bay's campus and community radio. You can also stream us online at luradio.ca. So, if you didn't catch the memo just there a couple minutes ago, I'm doing a thrash show. Thrash is one of those genres that I've never paid much attention to at all. The only time I've really listened to them is whenever you have thrash bands headlining or opening at concerts for other bands that I enjoy. Like I've seen Anthrax, Megadeth, Slayer a couple times here and there. But it's always never me taking much interest, so I wanted to really get into it. And specifically, I wanted to look at Canadian metal. So I thought I'd start with one of the originals, the OG, Anvil. They're from Toronto. Pretty sure they started in about 1977, 1978. And without them, we might not have Metallica. We might not have Anthrax, Megadeth, or Slayer. Because a lot of those bands have noted Anvil for being one of their big influencers for what their sound is. So thank you to Anvil. You know, Canada, we got some good stuff going. And I think metal is one of those great things. It's evolving into something completely different now from certainly what it used to be. But in history and up to now, Canadian music has always been great. Speaking of Canadian music and Canadian content, Thunder Bay's campus and community radio, LU Radio, has been here since 2005. We've been broadcasting since 2005, I should say. 1994 was whenever we kind of founded. We've been off and on, kind of making a public appearance since 1994. So 15 years of broadcasting on air, 15 years of bringing quality content, very diverse content, shows like mine where you hear heavy metal every week, and queer content, political content, shows like Matt's just before mine, some glam rock, some indie, everything you'd ever want to hear, and not a lot of public radio stations do that anymore. It's very, very hard to find anyways. I've certainly had trouble finding a station just like ours. And we've run into a bit of a problem. Recently, we've lost some of our funding. But the good news is you can help us out. If you think that we've given you a dollar of entertainment in the last couple years, in the last couple months, in the last couple days, in the last couple hours, $2, $5, $10, $1,000, however much entertainment you think we've given you, you can donate. And we appreciate every little donation you give us, because it helps us go. It helps us keep going. It's what keeps us going. You, the listener, provide us the funds to give you, the listener, the quality content that we've been giving you. And how can you donate, you might be asking. Well, the phone lines have closed. They closed about 8 minutes ago for the night. But you can go online at luradio.ca/funddrive. That's luradio.ca/funddrive. Again, we appreciate every penny. We're not going to hesitate anymore. We're going to get into the next band. This one is called Razor. Razor, I think they're from Guelph, mid-80s, early 80s. I did a ton of research on them this week. My brain's a little sketchy from the amount of work I've had to do this week. But yeah, 80s-ish, Guelph-ish, thrash, definitely. Let's listen to them. Another influencer of the Big Four, Razor, with their song Cutthroat. Cutthroat.
cultured atmosphere. Mist is strength, the arms with illusion, the tip of disciples of men. Wrecked yourself and souls together, the violence will present. Cast out imprisonment, the rational agony. Let's count some butchered, cease to slavery. Cutthroat. Cutthroats! 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 Cutthroats!
Cutthroat by Razor. One of Canada's big four, alongside bands like Voivod and Annihilator, here on CILU 102.7 FM, Thunder Bay's campus and community radio. So yeah, diving into thrash this week. The big reason I never really paid much attention to it is I'm not one for solos in music. Most of the songs I listen to, most of my library, I don't have many songs at all with any level of solo in it. But it seems like that was the big thing in the 80s and the 90s thrash scene. Just chrome-plated metal, motorcycles, long hair, and ripping solos with loud snare drums piercing into your ears. So yeah, I just mentioned they're one of Canada's big four, alongside another band called Annihilator. We're going to get into them. But first, a bit of a listener's discretion is required on these next couple songs, as you will hear some slightly offensive or harsh content. This is Alice in Hell by Annihilator.
What? frightening. Alice, aren't you scared? I was killed at birth. I shoot this final scene. You're in the basement. You're trapped in sanity. Ow! What were you looking for? Ow! As I close the door. Ow! Here you shall dwell.
Alice in Hell by Annihilator. Sorry, I had some technical difficulties there for a brief second. So yeah, Alice in Hell off of the album Alice in Hell by the band Annihilator. Here on CILU 102.7 FM, Thunder Bay's campus and community radio. You can also tune into us online at luradio.ca under the Listen tab. So Annihilator is widely regarded as one of Canada's biggest thrash bands. They sold something like 3 million albums, records worldwide. Huge, huge, huge for the time, and especially for Canada. You know, at a time when Canada really wasn't as well known as it is now, even though it's not very well known now. So, if you like Canadian music, if you like Canadian content, we've got lots of that here at luradio.ca, at LU Radio on the air, at LU Radio just in general. And if you'd like to help us out, we appreciate all the help you can give. Any amount of money helps us out. It lets us put on the programs that we put on in the town of Thunder Bay. It lets us put on the music programming that we put on for the entire world as well as Thunder Bay. And it helps us keep bringing that quality content to you. How can you donate to us? luradio.ca/funddrive. That's luradio.ca/funddrive. Go on there. There's a little PayPal donate button. Donate a dollar, donate 20 cents, donate $1,000, $1 million if you have it, I don't know. How much entertainment do you think we've given you? But yeah, so if you donate $50 or more, you get a free t-shirt. $10 or more gives you access to the CILU programmer curated mixes through Spotify. So if you're trying to find new music, you can donate $10 and you'll get a load of Spotify playlists. A couple of Spotify playlists that'll... certainly open up your musical ears, open up your musical interests a lot more than what it is now. You can discover some stuff you've never heard before, rediscover some old stuff, etc., etc. So next band we're getting into is Exciter. That's the one where you heard the very beginning of the song a second ago. They're from Ottawa, 78, 79, I believe. And they're actually named after Judas Priest song. I'm just remembering that now. Exciter is a Judas Priest song. So obviously Judas Priest was one of their biggest influencers, along with bands like Sabbath, AC/DC, Deep Purple, Iron Maiden, Motorhead, Rush, you know, To Be Continued, etc., etc. One of the first speed metal bands really ever. So I really wanted to throw them in here. I'm pretty sure that's a pretty big accomplishment for Canada to invent speed metal in a way, to kind of bring speed metal to what it became in a way. You know, without speed, we might not have deathcore. Without speed, we might not have a lot of the heavy speed metal. Sorry, I should clarify. We might not have a lot of the heavy metal music we're hearing today. So yeah, that listener's discretion advisory is still in effect. You will hear some harsh lyrics throughout these songs. This is Heavy Metal Maniac by Exciter.
You sweat, gonna make you burn. Heavy metal thunder rises out.
Heavy Metal Maniac by the band Exciter. Thank them. Without them, we might not have Slayer. And you know, Slayer is a pretty big deal if you haven't heard of them before. And you are tuned in to CILU 102.7 FM, Thunder Bay's campus and community radio. I am Axel Newman, your host, and this is the show Vitamin Metal. Stay tuned for some more heavy metal. Right now, we're going to jump into a band called Thor and then a quick break. So Thor, just a quick synopsis, they're mid-70s, they've gone by many names, Thor being the big one, Senatar, Mickey, Body Rock, but they're all the brainchild of a man named John Mickey Thor. He's a vocalist, musician, bodybuilding championship. I'm pretty sure he won the Mr. USA or Mr. World Canada or some bodybuilding competition, so, I mean, jack of all trades, I guess. But yeah, his whole idea behind this band was just to combine muscle with metal. So let's give it a listen. This is the band Thor with their song Start Raising Hell.
We'll be right back.
NILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Start Raising Hell by the band Thor. That is the combination of muscle and metal. And you know what? It does sound pretty cool. I'm really, really glad that I did this show, because it's actually kind of got me into thrash. I'm going to have to spend a lot more time listening to it, diving into some of those bands, and learning what it's all about, really. I really never got into it. But yeah, you are tuned in to CILU 102.7 FM. You can also listen to us online at luradio.ca under the Listen tab. I am Axel Newman, the pharmacist, bringing you that sweet vitamin M, that vitamin metal, that drug that keeps you driving late at night, that drug that wakes you up in the morning, helps you go to sleep sometimes. I know people who fall asleep to heavy metal. It's weird. It's really weird. Don't know how they do it, but they do it. So yeah, it's one of those essential vitamins. You just kind of need it right along with A, B, and C. So we're in the middle of Fund Drive 2020. What is Fund Drive, you might ask? Well, Fund Drive is our biggest fundraiser of the year, really. This is Mark's 15 years of LU Radio being on the air, being broadcasted. Started back in 2005, and I wasn't here for much of the evolution of it whatsoever. I just started doing this show back in October, November-ish. But in these couple months, it has been a heck of a time. I've really, really, really enjoyed doing it. And the only way we continued doing that, the only way we can continue doing that, really, is with the help of you. We've lost some of our funding in the last little while. We need your help. We really do. So any penny that you can give us is appreciated. A dollar, 10 bucks. 10 bucks gets you our playlist. 50 bucks gets you a t-shirt and the playlist. And 100 bucks gets you a coffee mug, as well as a t-shirt and the playlist. So, I mean, if you don't need any more incentive, we're bringing quality content that you can't find anywhere else. You're never going to find, at least I personally haven't found, another radio station with this diverse mix of content. We have queer content, political content, heavy metal, indie, electronic. Radio Guta is right after my show, and he's always doing something different right out of Germany, that area. Really, really, really cool stuff on there if you ever stay tuned in after mine. So yeah, please donate. We really do appreciate it. And how can you donate? Well, go online, luradio.ca/funddrive. That's luradio.ca/FUNDDRIVE. We really, really do appreciate every little bit. Helps us go, helps us keep bringing that quality content straight to your ears. Back to the quality content. We're going full Canadian today. The rest of the show's just going to be pure Canadian. Got some more thrash. Got a couple songs right at the end. They're kind of thrash. They're also not exactly thrash, but have that same vibe, at least from my expertise. You know, ripping solos, crunchy E-tuned guitar riffs. You know, no down-tuning back then. Punchy snares that sometimes want to make your ears bleed. And I'm sure if you go to a concert and stand at the front, they do. So yeah, this next one is Stryker. They're not from the 70s, 80s, or even the 90s. They're from 2007. Or they're from Edmonton. But a lot of their influencers were Canadian thrash scene. Their earlier sound was just old school Canadian thrash. And it's something interesting to listen to. If you go through their discography, listen a song or two off of their oldest album, and then a song or two off of their newest album, completely different band. Their newer stuff is more just traditional heavy metal sound, similar to what you'd find in like Amon Amarth or Five Finger Death Punch, you know, kind of melodic. But yeah, I've picked a song from some of their older stuff. This is a song called United, and of course the band is Stryker. United by Stryker here on CILU 102.7 FM. You can also tune into us online at luradio.ca under the listen tab. Another thing that you can do online at LU Radio is donate. You can donate to us, help us keep that quality content coming your way, help keep shows like mine on the air, help keep shows like Matt's on the air, help keep that glam rock, the heavy metal, the deathcore, everything coming, as well as the indie, the electronic, the spoken word, the astronomical amount of variety of content that we have here. It's all because of you. It's because of the events that we throw and the support that we get from the community. You are what keeps us going. That's why we are a community radio station. It's exactly that. We feel like we're part of the community, and we just want to bring you the best of the best. Some of the shows, like my shows, like Vitamin Metal. I am your host, Axel Newman, by the way. Not sure if I mentioned that. But yeah, some of our shows do deep dives. This time I'm doing a deep dive as well. The song you just heard there was Stryker. Or the song was United by the band Stryker. Tons of influences from old thrash. And you know what? They sound like old school thrash. The next band we're going to dive into is another one of Canada's Big Four. We have the Big Four, you know, the one that everybody knows about. You know, Slayer, Anthrax, Megadeth, Metallica. Okay, they're big. They're popular. Okay. Voivod is one that's a little less known about, super popular in the 80s and 90s. I wasn't around then, don't really remember them being popular because I was not yet born. They're not so popular now, but their music is really, really, really good. Shredding, ear-ripping solos, just really, really cool stuff. There's no way to put it into words. I mean, you can't really describe sound. But before we get into it, a couple little things. Coronavirus is around. And you know what? I don't care. It's everywhere. You go onto your phone on Instagram, it's there. Facebook, it's there. It's all over the news, all over the radio. And you know what? It's good. It's good to have that public awareness. But stop buying toilet paper, people. You don't need that much toilet paper. I went to the grocery store today. I saw a lady with 5 bags of toilet paper. It must have been like over 300 rolls there. You don't need that much toilet paper. The reason there's no toilet paper is because people are buying too much toilet paper. Cans, okay. Sinus, cold, cough, flu, medicine, okay. I get it. You want to be prepared. Hand sanitizer, you want to keep yourself clean. Household cleaning products, I get it. You don't need that much toilet paper. Just please, the whole reason there is a epidemic of no toilet paper is because you're buying too much toilet paper. Just stop. I'm a little bitter because we need some, and we can't find anywhere in the town of Thunder Bay. I have to go and order it online. But yeah, other thing, there will be some harsh language in this song, so the listener's discretion is required. What is the song? It's Build Your Weapons by the band Voivod.
Yeah! trashing gun. With this fucking machine.
Build Your Weapons by Voivod. That's off of the album Roar. And I'm not kidding, that's exactly how it's spelled. Three R's, three O's, three A's, and another three R's. And all of the O's have umlaut. I'm not sure why they have that. You don't really use that in English language. And for the pronunciation, I don't even know if it works for that word. But yeah, Build Your Weapons by Voivod off of their album Roar. You are tuned into Vitamin Metal here on CILU 102.7 FM. We are Thunder Bay's campus and community radio, and I'm your host for the next 12 minutes. My name's Axel Newman, the pharmacist, bringing you that sweet Vitamin M, that Vitamin Metal, the stuff that gets you going. So yeah, fun drive 2020, people. I'm going to go on a little bit of spiel here. Maybe not. Not sure yet. So, Canadians, we're people that try to come together with everything. We're a community. We're a community from people from all over the globe. You know, we came here originally from all over the globe. At least some of us did from all over the globe. A lot of us have been here a long time. A lot of us have been here longer, and a lot of us are just getting here now. But it's all about being a community. Heavy metal music is another community in itself, you know? Anytime I go to a show, in day-to-day life, I always feel like a bit of an outcast for wearing my heavy metal t-shirts and getting weird looks for it. Okay, I get it. There's lots of blood and corpses. Big deal. But you know what? At a metal concert, that's not even the most gruesome thing there. You have people dressed up as zombies, you have people dressed up as vampires, you have people just being themselves, and it's a community. Nobody's an outcast at a metal concert. You're all outcasts. It brings you together. Lakehead Radio has been similar to me, you know? Still a bit of an outcast. Still sometimes don't fit in all that much. But the love of music has brought me close to many people here at LU Radio. And even though, like, the music I listen to, the music I play for you guys, it's a pretty niche little genre of music. But it brings me together with others through heavy metal and through other genres. Just talking about other music, talking about the radio shows, talking about everything. The only way we keep that going is through our community of listeners. You, Thunder Bay, and you everywhere else in the world. We know that we have listeners from every corner of the globe. People in Eastern Europe, people in Asia, people in, I'm pretty sure, even South America. Everywhere, you know? And the only way we can keep that going is through your help. We do need a little help. We lost some of our funding. The only way we can keep this quality content coming to you is through your help. You know, a dollar, 50 cents, $5, $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion if you have it, you know, $1 trillion. That might get us through the next couple weeks. It probably should. $1 trillion should do it. So how can you donate? Online. Go online, type in luradio.ca/fund drive. That's luradio.ca/FUNDDRIVE. You can donate any amount you want there, and any amount you can give us, any amount you want to give us, it helps us astronomically. It keeps us going, keeps us bringing this quality content right to your ears. All right. So, some more music, I think. This next band is called 3 Inches of Blood. They're from Victoria in British Columbia. Formed, I want to say, 98, 99, or 2000, one of those 3 years. Somewhere in there. And they have a lot of influences from British heavy metal. They're Canadian. They have a bit of that kind of thrash sound. A lot of influences from the new wave of British metal. Some really interesting stuff. I've played some of their stuff here actually before. Them and Strapping Young Lad are quite similar. A lot of their stuff. But yeah, 3 Inches of Blood. This is their song Dark Messenger. Hear it for yourself. We'll be right back. Dark Messenger by the band 3 Inches of Blood, straight from Vancouver. You are tuned in to Vitamin Metal here on CILU 102.7 FM. I am your host, Axel Newman, the pharmacist, bringing you that sweet Vitamin M, that Vitamin Metal, stuff that keeps you going. Kind of like that. I think that might be my catchphrase. I hope you guys like it too, because I might say that more often. So yeah, no deathcore here tonight. Next week, we're going to have a lot more deathcore. I just realized that today is Friday the 13th, and I could have really taken advantage of that. So instead, I'm going to do a Friday the 13th show on Friday the 20th, I think it's going to be. So yeah, Friday the 13th on Friday the 20th. It's a thing. I'm going to do satanic stuff. Maybe call it Devil's Hour. Might be the Devil's Hour, you know. Some crazy, crazy, crazy metal. So yeah, I hope you guys liked tonight's show. I put a lot of work into it. I really like all of these bands, and if you liked any of these bands, if you like any of our content, remember you can donate. I'm going to plug that web link one more time. It is luradio.ca/fund-drive. Please, please, please donate. We really do appreciate it. And one last thing, coronavirus is being shoved down everybody's throat on every corner of social media, on every corner of radio, on every corner of everything. I can't get away from it. But if you have any questions about it, I strongly suggest you go onto YouTube, type in JRE number 1439. That's the Joe Rogan Experience, episode 1439. It's with Michael Osterholm. He's a leading, world-renowned epidemiologist, and he answers all the questions that you've probably typed into the Google search bar over a million times, and he answers them right and puts out the proper information, because half the problem with media is that they give you the wrong information a million times over. Just a billion times over. It's incredible how these quote-unquote reputable sources can be so misinforming and so misleading. So yeah, that's a JRE 1439. Please do listen to it. So yeah, it's been a great week. Tune in next week for the Devil's Hour on Vitamin Metal. I have been your host, Axel Newman. I appreciate you listening. You'll hear from me again next week. Here's the song Clarity by the band Protest the Hero.
KCILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring Folk and Mondays, Karaoke Tuesdays, Trivia Wednesdays, Open Stage Thursdays, and live music.